Half of employers surveyed by IBEX said that more women than men had requested flexibility to facilitate caring responsibilities over the past year, whether that was childcare or caring for a parent. And one third of firms said more women than men had requested unpaid leave to facilitate caring responsibilities. Those are some of the findings of this report by the employers group, which confirms the concerns that COVID has the potential to regress hard-earned progress in gender equality at work. Dr. Cara McGann is head of social policy with IBEC. Cara, the pandemic has deepened inequalities in the workplaces, it seems. Why is that bad for business?
Well, the lack of gender diversity and the lack of diversity of thought is bad for business. We know that it leads to higher quality decisions, higher quality options around problem solving. So not having that in the workplace is a huge problem. And when we undertook this particular study, we wanted to look at, you know, there's been this growing commentary about the disproportionate impact that COVID was having on women's lives. So we wanted to look at the visibility of women in the workplace against that backdrop to see what, if any, action was being taken to ensure that gender equality would remain a top priority.
Do you think it's a good thing, though, that women felt they could ask for flexibility and were largely accommodated by their employers?
I think it's a great thing, but I think we need to make sure that not only are women asking, but so also are men and other partners. I think we also need to ensure that it doesn't have a knock-on effect, because we heard, even, for example, back in September when things opened up a little bit, that, you know, some people were returning to the workplace, and a narrative started to develop around that the real workers were returning to the office and others were not. And we can't have that commentary, we can't have that narrative slip in, because it undermines everything that we've done around gender equality and balance, and we would really set ourselves back. Some commentators are positing that by the end of this year we could be back at 2017 levels around gender balance, and that wouldn't be good for us. There are huge benefits, you know, to having greater gender balance in our workplaces, and to see that slippage and to lose that progress would be really, really terrible situation to find ourselves coming out of the crisis in, when really that diversity of thought could help us with our recovery.
And briefly, what needs to change to ensure we get the balance right?
In terms of, I suppose, the types of changes we need to see, well, first of all, we need to prioritise our focus on gender balance. When we looked at the specific area of visibility, which we know is a key factor in women's progression, only 1 in 10 respondents noted that reduced visibility to management was greater for women. And of those that had looked at it and had put initiatives in place to look at visibility, most of those things had been up and running for quite some time. So even before COVID, employers were aware of the need to take action to ensure gender equality. But that additional impact of the pandemic wasn't being taken into account. So they were ensuring that women were being recognised for their contributions, that they focused on visible, high-valued work projects or assigned them work that improved their competencies and got them noticed. But unfortunately, that was already in place. That correction, if you like, for the impact hasn't really been addressed. And this is a big problem, as there is slippage for women in the workplace.
Okay, Dr. Cara McGann, Head of Social Policy with IBEC, thank you. Elsewhere, the Chief Executive of Danske Bank, Chris Vogelzang, has resigned today after Dutch authorities named him as a suspect in a probe into violations of money laundering regulation at Dutch lender ABN AMRO.